We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Out of the tackle at 25, cuts up field at the 15, at the 10, stiff arms an offender to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, touchdown Colorado.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield, this is Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre, presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, it's good to have you along here at Fate Brewing Company on a Thursday as the Buffs get set to open Pac-12 conference play tomorrow night. It is Friday Night Lights in Boulder tomorrow as the Buffs will open up league play against the UCLA Bruins. 3-0, of course, coming off the bye week. And this week, number one in the others receiving votes categories, the 26th in the country, if you will, and ready for the Bruins of UCLA. The head coach is here. We're going to talk with him for a couple of segments. Also, quarterbacks coach Kurt Roper is going to be with us for a segment as well. And you're going to get your McIntyre overload because Jay McIntyre is here as well today. So,
all right.
You guys are dominating the show.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Take us through the bye. Did you lay on the couch last Saturday and get some college football watching in?
I got up that morning, honestly, and went for a hike, into the office for a little while, see all the injured guys, check a few things out. And then I did go back in the afternoon and kind of watch a few games and stayed up late watching that Stanford-Oregon game.
How about that?
And then went back to work on Sunday again. So,
what goes through your mind? And if you guys didn't see it, it was a crazy ending to that ball game. It looked like Oregon had it nailed down. What goes through your mind as a coach as you're watching that?
Ball security.
Did you bring that up to the team then?
Oh yeah.
I bet you did.
We've already watched all those plays.
Yeah.
And we do that. I take plays from different games and say, hey, here's why we're coaching this. Here, trying to teach them and understand the sense of urgency in all those situations.
Right. Do you watch a game and coach in your head? I watch a game and broadcast while I'm watching it. Do you coach in your
head? I actually watch a game. I do kind of look at different things. But I also take, when I'm watching games, I look at games and go, okay, how would I time management handle different situations? And end of a half, end of a game, when I use my, we have a whole chart we do, and I even sometimes keep my chart over there. My wife goes, what are you doing? and she says, see, they run it too much. You should throw it more. That's what she tells me.
There you go.
That's kind of how we watch a game.
Okay, now, Now, nobody here will admit this, but I guarantee you, everybody sitting here watching us right now at one time has looked out there and gone, oh, coach, what kind of call is that? Why would you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do the same thing?
Well, not really. I kind of sit there and put myself in his shoes and say, hey, yeah, we could have done that differently.
All right.
But that's what fans are supposed to do. They're supposed to enjoy it and do it.
That's right.
And so that's all part of it.
You had
it's easy, though, when you're up there.
No doubt about it.
Well, you know, especially after the fact.
Oh, Coach Barnett has said once he started broadcasting, he said, if I would have known this, I don't ever get beat. Nobody criticizes me. He said, I would have broadcast a long time ago.
Exactly right. Yeah. All right.
He's undefeated with us. You were talking about your bye week and having that training camp mentality, going down the lower practice fields and getting back to basics with your team a little bit. When you went through that now, did you get out of it what you expected to and wanted to?
Yeah, we did get out what we wanted to. You know, we went back down and, you know, we were starting the Pac-12. It was kind of a perfect break there for us. And we didn't do as well in the Pac-12 as we'd like to have last year. So we went back and said, hey, we're going back to training camp. I thought we established a lot in our training camp before. And we went down there and each kid had goals of his own that he needed to get better at. Each position group had goals. Okay. And then each side of the ball and special teams had goals. And I think we accomplished that. And so we looked at the teams that we had played, looked at the way they attacked us, looked at some things they attacked us on offensively and defensively and special teams where you have some miscues. And, you know, you watch a game and you go, wow, we got lucky there.
Yeah.
And you got to fix it because teams are going to copy it and do it. And so when you show film to the kids, they finally get it. You know, I hope they get it when you tell them, but they get it when they see themselves. Yeah. And so that was a big help. And then we started preparing for UCLA.
You know, one thing I'm always fascinated about with coaching, I've always said, you guys have got to be part Bill Walsh and part Dr. Phil, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the X's and O's are fine. You got to do that. But it's
part Newt Rockne too.
Part Newt Rockne. You got to give that pregame speech.
Right.
But it's the blending of personalities, the motivation, the, you know, finding whatever that switch is as a young man. So interesting that you asked the guys going into this second training camp, if you will, what their goal was.
Right.
Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, you want to find out goals that they needed to see. So they've watched themselves on film instead of just watching. Okay. I'll get it done.
Right.
No, go out and specifically attack that. Like a couple of our guys hadn't been tackling as well as they needed. They've been leaving their feet too early. So we were talking about stepping in the hoop when you tackle the guy, getting close to him, not leaving your feet. So they worked on that all week. We had tackling drills like we always do, but they specifically were thinking that. They were specifically thinking that when we were thudding in practice. And if you work on it, execute it, keep doing it, you'll get a little bit better at it. And so that's just one example of some of the guys did.
I'd imagine there's some ownership then when you ask them about their goals, then they take ownership, right?
Yeah, they've got to take ownership. If they don't take ownership, then it's just I'm barking to that barrel right there.
Right,
you know,
right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They've got to take ownership. They've got to understand what's going on, and they're doing that.
You and I were just chatting about this a moment ago. One thing when we were down there at the lower practice field, because if you noticed, Neil and I did walk down the hill every day.
Yeah, I was amazed.
Yeah,
I was amazed.
Walk back. Although I think Neil Welk actually drove down one day.
Oh, okay.
So we're telling a little fib on him.
Okay, telling a fib.
But we did come down.
What are friends for? It's great.
Just
Mark.
Sold them out here in the network. Anyway, hey, you were really focused, I know, and you said you were taking this over kind of personally, working on punt returns. You weren't happy with where the Buffs were through three games.
Yeah, we've done a poor job of coaching it, and that's my fault. So I returned punts in college, and so I went back there, and I'm always involved a little bit, but went back there, and we did it all open week, and we did it all week. And, you know, just understanding how important certain areas of the field are and how important it is making sure you get a jump on the ball and in possession of the football and where you put it. And so I definitely feel like the guys got better at it. They think they definitely understand it now. And so hopefully we'll see that tomorrow night.
You know, the one thing, and I guess Ronnie Blackman has primarily been your punt returner, and he might have made some decision errors back there, but, boy, you love his attitude, don't you? There's an aggressiveness about him.
No, I love Ronnie. He's very talented. He does it really well. He's so talented, you know, he could get away with that a lot in high school.
Sure.
You know, and then everybody's oohing on and patting him on the back when when it's this level and what's going on and the way the field position works. He's got to make judgment decisions, and if the ball hits and stays down there, then it stays down there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of opportunities to turn it over, put us in bad field position, different things, and he completely understands it, and I think he'll do really well.
Your team, and we've talked about this before, kind of this team is just kind of energized from the bottom up with all those young guys, the way they carry themselves. I thought the last few days out here in Franklin Field when you guys are practicing, I thought there was a dialed in
nature, sense, attitude about those guys. And when we did some of the TV and radio stuff we do with them, guys were jacked up. There's a good energy about this group that is almost beyond you coaches, where they kind of take ownership of it themselves.
Well, it's got to go beyond the coaches. Yeah. I mean, it has to. The coaches can really only do so much. The men have to take ownership. They have to hold each other accountable. They have to prepare. They have to get sleep at night. They have to put the right things in their body. All of that stuff we can't control. But if they're doing all that, then they're more bought in. They're more ready. They have more energy. They're all in it together. And I do see that with this group. Mm-hmm. Tangibly see it, understand it, and hopefully they'll keep doing this and we'll keep moving in the right direction. And, you know, tomorrow night will be a heck of a test.
Yeah, without question. This week, Laviska Shenault was added to the Biletnikoff mm-hmm. watch list. When's the last?
Why'd they do that?
well, because that cat is different than everybody else that's on the field. Yeah, you know that?
He's a good cat. He's such a humble guy.
He's just
so humble.
Yeah.
And really, really neat kid.
I would imagine. You don't do an interview without somebody bringing his name up, do you?
No, not really. Yeah. No. And hopefully it stays that way for a long time.
with a guy like that, and he's got, like you said, he's got such a great attitude. There's a humility about him. Do you approach a guy like that a little bit differently because he is so supremely talented? Do you have to say much to him? Do you have to, or is it more just kind of allow him to grow and understand? And
yeah, no, you know, what I say to him, I let Chev and them all coach him and do that. But all I've talked to him about is, you know, making sure he's physical with the football, takes care of the football, because as much as he's going to have it in his hands, they're going to be trying to get it.
Right.
And he's got to realize when he has that football, he has the hopes and dreams of all of us.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make sure that they're all on their P's and Q's and doing what they're doing. But I do that through the coaches to them.
Okay.
But I'm around those. I'm a hands-on type of head coach anyway with all those kids. And he's a unique kid. And, you know, KD's his running mate buddy. And, they bring an energy around for sure.
Mike, when you've got a young player like that, Nate Lehman's another prime example, that's garnering national attention.
The Hammer.
Right, the Hammer, as you call him. Very early in his career, do you converse with him about the idea, okay, a lot of people are talking about you and talking with you and why are you the interview request to help them kind of through that as a young player?
Yeah, I do. I talk to him about that and kind of what to say and traps you can get put into and that type of thing. There's no doubt. You know, our SID office does a great job with that, Curtis and Platty talking to them too. And I know y'all do mock interviews with them and help them. So all of that's extremely important. But so far, all of our guys in all those spots are humble guys and understand team and understand what it means. And so that's exciting to see.
I know you've done a good job. There were a few of the reporters the other day after practice talking about how the players were giving them the same answer.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA is very good. We got to be very good. We got to get better. So they're listening to your message, I think.
Yeah, they are very good.
Yeah. I mean, they're see what he did there? You see what he did there? Hey, we're at Fate Brewing Company. I'm time with Mike McIntyre. We'll come back with the head coach. Kurt Roper is going to join us, and also Jay McIntyre during our players segment. And Mike's got a program that's near and dear to his heart. He's been involved with for a long time called Be the Match. We've got a guest on to tell you a little bit about that coming up here in a few minutes as well. We'll go ahead and take a quick break here at Fate Brewing Company. Back more with the coach after this. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Say hello to a new kind of checking account and wave goodbye to the monthly service charge at Bank of the West. Sign up for any deposit checking and we'll waive your monthly service charge when you make any deposit per statement. Really, any deposit at all.
To learn more about any deposit checking, go to bankofthewest.com/anydeposit. Bank of the West, the bank for a changing world. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste, filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. and packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
There's a new season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean, and only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
Oh, hi. You up for a refreshing break from your day with bubbly sparkling water? 8 flavors, no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles.
Popping like the top off a bottle and I ain't stopping yet. It's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start.
Bubbly sparkling water. Crack a smile.
My dream goes by names like Aconcagua, Elbrus, and Kilimanjaro, the seven summits. A challenge to scale the tallest peaks on every continent. But on my way down Denali, peak number 4, I lost my footing and fell. A rope saved my life, but it also twisted around and snapped my wrist. I knew I had done real damage when my hand hung limp and was facing the opposite direction. All we had was aspirin for the pain. It was completely useless. It took 2 days to get airlifted out. I didn't cry until they took the x-rays and I saw how bad it was. I had broken 3 bones and was terrified of the surgery delaying my mission. I told my doctor he needed to make my hand perfect. He said, "It's a good thing I'm a perfectionist." 2 years later, I found myself standing atop 29,034 feet, the highest peak on Earth. I conquered Everest, and I like the way that sounds.
Learn more at uchealth.org/stories. UC Health, your life, your story.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Once again, back on Buzz Primetime here at Fate Brewing Company. Always a great spot to swing on by before or after an ECU athletic event. Now, tomorrow night, being that it's a 7:05 game, you might want to come by and grab a little something, a little dinner, a little supper. Get yourself ready for the Buffs and the Bruins. Our program is also brought to us by our good friends over at Safeway as well. Safeway, proud supporter of the Buffaloes. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools. You love local, so does Safeway. Kurt Roper's coming up, quarterback coach for the Buffs. We've got Jay McIntyre. We continue with Mike McIntyre. We got a special guest here in just a minute. But before we get to her, I'm going to ask you a few questions about this UCLA team you got coming up. They're 0-3. Something tells me that's a little bit deceiving, though, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, they're extremely athletic. We've recruited a lot of those guys.
Sure.
A lot of our players know those guys. You know, Chip Kelly is an excellent football coach, and they, you know, put in a whole new defense, whole new offense, special teams. They had 3 games under their belt, and you know, they played three good football teams, too. And so a week off, that they'll be much better, and you know, the last games we played against them, they all come down right to the wire.
Right.
So I want to come down the wire, but make sure we're ahead. That's the key.
It can be close and entertaining. We all enjoy that.
Yep.
They may drive you crazy, but yeah, as long as you get one more than they do. When you look at, obviously they're supremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got great looking athletes all over the field. When you look at them, are they just being it's a new system and guys are learning new things, they're just not quite clicking right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I see that. And then, you know, they had a quarterback that was going to start, and then he got hurt in the second quarter, so they had to put a true freshman in. Anytime you do something with a true freshman, it's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
And I think Spite might be back for our game. I don't know. So we probably could see maybe a couple quarterbacks, and they're kind of – they're going to run a similar offense, but they'll be probably more option with Dorian, and despite a little bit more passing game, deep threat type situation. So they got an excellent tight end who was an excellent player. His dad coached here for a while.
That's right.
And Jamie Guy was telling me about how he remembered he was running around as a little kid.
Yeah.
And they got some talented guys, and it's going to be a tough battle.
Yeah, that's Caleb Wilson. Chris Wilson's son is now the tight end for Wilton Spate. We saw him 2 years ago in the Big House, but he was with Michigan. There was a conversation, he may be back, and Dorian Thompson Robinson is a young man that you're talking about. This Chip Kelly offense, you've seen that. Well, he started at New Hampshire. You talked about that last week. Right. What Scott Frost does is a little bit similar. So you've seen that system quite a bit here last
week. Yeah, we've seen a little bit of it, and so has he. He's kind of seen things to attack on us. Right. So we've made sure that we've tried to adjust some things that we didn't do as well, and also maybe give some new looks that would help us in those situations. So it's going to be interesting when we get out there and get going.
Do you think maybe he made a phone call to his mentor in New Hampshire
there? Oh, I guarantee you, and probably to Scott too. So,
right.
And they kind of work from there and watch a different film, and I'm pretty sure they call it the same and have the same terminology and everything. So it, he does a good job. I just hope they don't have it all figured out yet.
Yeah, amen to that. That's a great question right there. How often do you talk to other coaches? I imagine probably not much in the league, but non-conference guys, will you call and say, hey, you saw these guys?
What we do, sometimes if I know somebody really well, I'll call them, but usually there's somebody on our staff that knows somebody. Hey,
sure.
Call, ask about this, or, how's their tempo? How are they substituting? What, that type of thing. What do you think about this guy? So some things like that you can't really see on film, and that kind of goes on around the country. For sure.
Do you like these night games like this on a Friday night?
I do like the Friday night game. It does mess with high schools a little bit, so I don't like that part of it. I think it's when we can be on national television and seen across the whole country, it also helps us in recruiting. It also helps the Colorado base that lives all over the place. I'm excited about that. And then it being a Friday night's a unique situation for us. It kind of helps us for the next week too, and kind of get a bye week. We play, then we got an extra day or two to recover, and then move on. And then we've got we got 9 in a row now, so we're got to take care of the first one and move on to the next one.
And what would you say to the fan base out there to make sure that that stadium down the road is?
Yeah, I definitely hope it's full.
Yeah.
I thought we had a good crowd for the New Hampshire game, and for this game it should be rocking. It's a blackout. I know all the students will be in there, and so we're excited about that. Our kids are excited about playing. It's going to be a nice night, and should be. It gets really loud in there.
Yes, it does.
It really gets loud in there. So, like I said, it's a special place to play. Folsom is a special, special place to play.
Now, there's a couple of things going on around this game. One of the initiatives by Rick George and the athletic department has been about mental health for student athletes, but also the Be the Match. This is the Be the Match game, and so Joy King, the executive director, I should almost have you introduce her. This is something you've been involved with for quite a while.
Yeah, we've been involved for quite a while. Joy does a phenomenal job with them, and Keith Stout and Coach Talley, who was the head coach at Villanova, kind of spearheaded this a long time ago, getting the two groups together to raise awareness for being able to battle cancer. And Joy can tell you all about it, and it's something that's dear to my heart, and I've seen a lot of results, and we've been able to save lives, and it's pretty unique when you're part of something that actually saves lives, and you meet them and you see the families and you understand what's going on, and it's something that can be saved. We can get more awareness, more things out there, more people in the registry, we'll save more lives. And sad to say, there's going to probably be somebody in this room right now that's going to be touched with this in the future. And they're going to go to the bank, and they're going to go, golly, there's not a match, or there's a match. And what a difference that makes.
That's great stuff. Well, let's bring in, Joy King. She and I were talking. She's from up in Minneapolis. We were chewing the same dirt when I was growing up there. How did this all happen? How'd you get hooked up with Mac and get this rolling?
Well, Coach Mac has been, like he said, an ambassador of Be the Match for a long time. And it's our mission at Be the Match to save lives through cellular therapy. And what that means for patients who are diagnosed with life-threatening blood diseases or cancers like leukemia and lymphoma is their journey to a cure a lot of times means that they need to have a bone marrow transplant. And so every day we recruit people to join our registry, and we work with searching searching patients, and we make sure that those searching patients have someone on the registry that can go through, donate their marrow, and save their life. And the whole time that that process is happening, we're ensuring that we are funding the right research to improve outcomes for patients, that we're providing financial assistance to patients and their families, and we're advocating for them along the way. And we cannot do that work without partners like Coach Mack, without our Get in the Game program that was started by Coach Andy Talley at Villanova. And it's critical that we can recruit young, healthy individuals to join the registry so they can save the lives of searching patients.
Well, that happened. You guys remember last year, Derek McCartney ended up being a match and saving somebody's life. That's awesome. All right, there's probably somebody out there listening and saying, boy, I'd like to, but oh, that's got to hurt, doesn't it? Take us through the process.
Sure. So there's more than one way to donate your marrow or your stem cells. And so one way is just, it's pretty similar to like donating plasma. You go to a donation center and you get an IV in each arm, and we take your blood out of one arm, get what we need, your stem cells, and we put everything back. And then you're done. And then the other way is through marrow donation. And the movies have not done us a lot of favors, but I'm not going to say that it's painless, but it's not necessarily painful. And we actually have someone in the audience with us today, Caitlin, who donated her marrow to Michael here, who received her marrow and is here today because of her being a lifesaver. But you can ask her how painful it was or wasn't, but at the what it you do is you spend the night in the hospital, you're put under anesthesia, and we take marrow out of your pelvic bone and put it in a bag and carry it in our two little hands wherever that patient is, wherever in the world they are, and we deliver their life-saving cure.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's so you're really
amazing.
Seriously carrying it in a Ziploc bag around somebody's...
Well, it's a little more secure than a Ziploc bag, but yeah, it's pretty close. And, you know, this is... we do.
Mark's just a country boy.
I love it. When he said we ate the same dirt, I figured he was a country boy, but...
he probably thinks he takes it on a horse. He would do that.
Yeah, I can do that for you.
That would take too long. We deliver within 24 hours.
Okay.
So
right.
We've never missed a transplant, and that's critical because the patient at the other end is waiting for those life-saving cells.
And, you know, and when they register, you don't do all that. All they do on a registry is walk in, and you can handle this. You're that tough.
Okay.
They just take a swab and swab your mouth and put it in a thing, and they send it off test results, and then they have your DNA, and then you have a match. So it's very, very easy to be a part of that. And to me, that's the key, because you get that phone call,
right,
and you know you can save somebody's life, you're going to do it. There's no doubt. So the whole thing is getting people to swab and get it out there.
That's awesome.
So something I just have to say about Coach Mack that I thought was just explains the type of person he is, probably on and off the field, is when
you know you're a preacher of the choir here. We like him.
I know you
He's
do and
guy.
I probably don't
make
have
sure my
to,
wife hears this, okay?
To validate that. But when we talked to him about the fact that one of his players may get a call during the season to donate their cells to a patient, and that might mean that they miss a practice or they miss a game, he said that doesn't matter. What they will do by following through and saving someone's life is so much bigger than football.
Amen.
And it is, and we just thank you so much for your leadership around that, Coach. You are setting the bar for all of your peers across the country.
That's great. Yeah.
And it means so much.
That is awesome. So tell us this. How do we get involved? If somebody wants to get involved, what do we do?
Absolutely. So we always say there's more than one way to get involved. If you're between the ages of 18 and 44, we'd love for you to consider joining the registry.
You're way too old, Mark.
I was just going to say, I already aged out of that deal.
But there's another way you can get involved, and I'll share that in a minute. So to do that and to connect it to the Buffs, all you have to do is text BUFFS. So text Buffs to 888-111, and you can join the registry. If you're over the age of 44 or not quite sure that you want to join the registry, you know, it does take philanthropy to make this all work. And so Coach has been a great supporter of ours through his own personal philanthropy, and we would ask everyone to join his efforts and ensure that we can save as many people's lives as possible.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you.
Get yourself involved.
Yeah, it's easy, though. I mean, it's really, and it's fun when kids or students or people that I know come up and say, hey, we had a coach's wife match.
Really?
And matter of fact, Gary Bernardi's daughter, Bree.
Okay.
And so it's really amazing and how they light up when they're able to save somebody's life.
That's great stuff. All right, well, what did we learn here today? If you're young and healthy, get in the registry. Mm-hmm. If you're old and broken down like these two guys, write them a check.
Exactly right. Right.
That's the way it works exactly right there. Joy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get the word out.
Thank
All right.
You, Sam.
That's Coach. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
All right. Joy King, Mike McIntyre will take a timeout. Coming up next, we've got Kurt Roper, quarterback coach for the Buffaloes, as they get set to open Pac-12 conference play with UCLA tomorrow night. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 12:30 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, buffalo, buffalo wranglers, Ralphie the buffalo mascot, the buffalo logo, buffalo-themed shirts, buffalo-themed jackets, buffalo-themed pajamas, buffalo nickname, buffalo cheers, buffalo alumni, buffalo parents, and the word buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely, deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. For over 10 years, we've been the proud sponsor of the CU Buffs. Safeway is honored to not only be a part of this great organization, but also we take pride in our commitment to the players and the fans. Join Safeway in support of the University of Colorado, and let's have a winning season. Go Buffs!
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
All right, back once again on Buffs Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company. Come on by, grab yourself a meal before the game tomorrow night at Fate, or join us out here on Thursdays every week from 12:30 to 1:30. We go live to tape, and the show airs later on that night at 7 o'clock Mountain Time on the Colorado Football Network. Time for our assistant coaches segment and quarterback coach Kurt Roper joining us here for a few minutes. Welcome. We're just talking. It's actually Thursday, but in your world, it's Friday right now.
Correct. Yeah, we have a pretty systematic way of getting prepared for a game, so in my mind, this is Friday.
Did you say you'd never coached a Friday night football game?
Well, until this year when we played Colorado State,
game. Yeah.
But I've been around some Thursday games, but never a Friday game.
Yeah, throws everything off, doesn't it?
It's a little different. It's good that so far the only way I've had to deal with it is – you know, as a first game, so you had plenty of time, and then right. coming off an off week. But if you get a shortened week, it's a little different.
I bet it does. How would you assess what Steven has done? So his numbers are fantastic. How would you assess it as kind of the professor that works with him?
Well, I think he's played, you know, pretty good. Yeah. And you know, what you really look at is the bottom line. Are you winning football games? And so far we've found a way to win three football games, and that's what it gets down to. But like I tell the quarterbacks all the time, there's critical areas that they have to perform in, and that's right. third downs, two-minute red zone, and they have to be really good in drop-back pass world. And I think that's a challenge for any quarterback. And you see guys that perform well in that area, they get paid really, really well yeah. on the next level. So
yeah, they do.
That's a challenge to keep improving in those critical situations and plays.
So when you got here and you get a guy, you got a starting quarterback coming back in Steven Montez. When you start looking at him, what are you looking at right away? You know, you're going to work, you're going to be hands-on.
Sure. The first evaluation you see is on tape, right? Right. And you see a guy that's physically gifted and can throw a football. And then you start through just shared experiences talking football. And the thing that where it's been beneficial for me is he's been in the system so long that he knows our offense. He knew that. We didn't have to spend a whole lot of time talking about that. We could really move to the more important step, and that's understanding defensive football. And that's when you see a guy start making jumps. So you get a new quarterback in, the first thing you have to teach him is what right means, what left means, what blue means, what red. And he already knew all that. So right. we could start talking about fronts and pressures and safety alignments, and that just helps you play better football at quarterback.
When you've got a guy like him, he's a big physical guy, and, you know, what is he, 6'4", 6'5", he's got the big arm. Are there high school quarterbacks that they can rely upon that? They don't necessarily – they're quarterbacks who are athletic, but they're not necessarily athletic quarterbacks, if that makes sense, because at this level, you've got to start understanding everything. Is that the major challenge for guys that have big arms like that?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily just a big arm. You know, here you go to – there's really good high school football in every state that I've ever been involved in. But there, it doesn't matter what game you go to. There might be one or two college football players on that field. So they're just drastically better than the people that they're playing. And then when you move to this level, everybody is a college football player. So the game really speeds up and everything condenses. So the field's smaller, the players are faster. So your decision making has to be faster. And to make fast decisions, you have to understand everything that's going on. And so with our discussions, it's been about, you know, every play has a timing and a spacing to it. And I think he's starting to understand that what that is. And so then you can function at a higher level.
What's the number one? You've worked with some great ones. Eli Manning, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's the number one thing you look for in a quarterback?
A decision maker. Really? Guy's got to be able to make a decision. You know, Coach Cutcliffe is my mentor, and I learned how to coach football because of him. And the first thing he told me, he said, "Hey, Kurt, when you're evaluating a quarterback, take him to lunch." And when he grabs that menu, if it takes him a long time to decide what he wants, you don't want him. Find you a different quarterback. And so he better know what he wants to order. But you have to have a guy that will make a decision. And a guy that won't make a decision because he's afraid of making the wrong decision is no better than the guy that makes consistent wrong decisions.
Right.
And so you have to get back. One of the first things I tell a young quarterback is when we call a pass, throw the ball.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. And we'll learn through our mistakes. But with young quarterbacks, most of the time they get in there and they're not real sure what's going on. So they take a drop and then they run, right? And I think you've seen that a lot probably here in the past. And
yes.
And so the thing that's got to happen is when we call a pass, throw a ball, to be able to throw it, you've got to have a plan. You better understand your plan and then execute your plan.
You know, it's funny you say that. The number one, I've always said, if you're going to broadcast games, the number one thing you have to be able to do is process quickly.
Correct.
Like quarterback. And my test has always been it's the buffet test. You either like bean sprouts or don't. You're either going to choose them or not, right? You're moving on quickly, right?
Correct.
So same concept you're talking about.
Same
with quarterback.
So everybody knows what a fast twitch athlete is. Quarterbacks need to be fast twitch thinkers.
That's good.
They have to think fast. And if you don't think fast and you don't process fast, then you get to stand by me on the sideline. I'm not going to play.
Is there something to, we've heard this said, you know, thousands of times about quarterbacks in college and the NFL, that there comes a time when it slows down for them.
Sure.
Is there truth in that?
Well, what it is knowledge, right? So, and again, it's a process. Why it's so hard for a young guy to play is he doesn't know our system, much less what a defense is trying to do to him. So the more information that you gather, again, experience is the best teacher for all of us, you know? And so he's been in the system and played a lot of plays. And so now it things slow down because what he sees now registers so much quicker.
Right. So we're talking about Steven, because he's been a starter, but you've got some talented guys behind him you've had a chance to work with a little bit. Give us a thought or two on each one of the young
folks. Well, I think they're talented. One of the first things that you have to be able to do in college football is throw a football. Mm-hmm. If you're a quarterback, you have to be able to physically throw it.
That's, you know, you make this sound so simple when we're sitting here. Just throw the football, make a decision.
Right. Well, it is. Football is a simple. I tell the quarterbacks all the time, I'm not that smart, but I can do simple math. And football is simple math. It's 11 on 11. You can count to 22. You can play football. We're not doing geometry and calculus and all that, right? So how do you help simplify the game for the quarterbacks is you build decision-maker methods for them. When we're on third down, we make first and 10 decisions. When we're in the red zone, we're needy, not greedy. Yeah. And if you help them understand how to make decisions, then they can play fast. But, you know, when you're evaluating a quarterback, and somewhere in the game, we're going to get a third and long. We're probably going to have to throw the ball, right? Somewhere in the game, we're going to be in a two-minute situation. We're probably going to have to throw the football. So when you go look for college quarterbacks, you've got to find guys that can throw the ball, and we have some guys that can do that.
Give us a quick thought about this offer, or the defense, rather, you're going to face tomorrow night in UCLA.
Well, they're multiple, and they're talented. They're aggressive. You know, they like to try to stop the run with the fronts that they obviously put out there, and they're talented on the back in, but they're an athletic, long football team. Mm-hmm.
You've been around a lot of football. You like what you're seeing from your team right now?
Oh, sure. Again, it gets down to winning games, right? Yeah. When you win, it's a good week. When you don't win, it's a long week, right? And it's as simple as that. But the challenge is to keep playing football. Obviously, Pac-12 football is a major challenge. Anytime you get into a Power 5 conference and you start playing the teams that we're going to play, they have defensive linemen that can change the game. So that's a challenge.
How's this been for you personally, the experience of being here with CU?
Oh, it's been great. So I've lived a lot of places. My dad was a football coach, but really basically for the last 20 plus years, I've been in the Southeast, and my wife's from North Carolina. And so this was a new experience. I've been out here, but I've never lived here. And what a great place to live. I mean, you wake up every morning, you look at the mountains. It just doesn't, you don't get used to that,
No, you don't.
What I'm saying.
No, you don't. That is outstanding. Okay. Show of hands here. When he said that Coach Cutcliffe told him to look at somebody looking at a menu, who looked at their partner or spouse out here and said, you can never be a quarterback. Huh? They're, that's one of the great examples of how to evaluate somebody I've ever heard. Hey, congratulations. Let's get a win tomorrow night.
Thank you. All
right.
Sure appreciate it.
That's Kurt Roper. He is the quarterback coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. They take on UCLA tomorrow in their Pac-12 conference opener at Fate Brewing Company. Time for a player segment. Joining us next, I told you it's going to be McIntyre Overload. We've got Jay McIntyre, one of the captains for the Buff and the senior wide receiver for Colorado, coming up next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway...
He scored!
The Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PMSM, so back with you in our San Francisco studio.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch, wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
Coors Light. Established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
My dream goes by names like Aconcagua, Elbrus, and Kilimanjaro, the seven summits. A challenge to scale the tallest peaks on every continent. But on my way down Denali, peak number four, I lost my footing and fell. A rope saved my life, but it also twisted around and snapped my wrist. I knew I had done real damage when my hand hung limp and was facing the opposite direction. All we had was aspirin for the pain. It was completely useless. It took 2 days to get airlifted out. I didn't cry until they took the x-rays and I saw how bad it was. I had broken three bones and was terrified of the surgery delaying my mission. I told my doctor he needed to make my hand perfect. He said, "It's a good thing I'm a perfectionist." 2 years later, I found myself standing atop 29,034 feet, the highest peak on Earth. I conquered Everest, and I like the way that sounds.
Learn more at uchealth.org/stories. UC Health, your life, your story.
We are all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Florence. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way is creating the United Way Hurricane Florence Recovery Fund to support local communities in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Florence. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org. unitedway.org.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Back one final time on Buzz Prime Time as we come to you from Fate Brewing Company ahead of the Pac-12 Conference opener tomorrow night. UCLA comes to town. Buffs and Bruins have got a pretty good rivalry going here the last few years. Very good football games. Jay McIntyre joining us, the senior captain for the Colorado Buffaloes. And senior already.
I know, crazy.
How did it happen so quickly, huh?
I don't know. It seems like yesterday I was on the sidelines of this little coach's kid. But here I am, fifth-year senior, and excited about this game, excited about the rest of the season.
Does it, do you kind of savor every moment?
In a way. I mean, at first you're kind of like, this is going by slow, but now you look back at it and it's like, oh, it went by so fast. And trying to savor every moment of this senior year and just take it all in with my dad and my family and just enjoy the moment and have a great season as a team.
That was, and we'll go ahead and get emotional right off the top here, all right? That was a great moment between you and your dad at the end of the Nebraska game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Are you going to cry right now?
Will he cry?
Yeah. He'd cry if he were here, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would probably cry. Yeah. And then I would probably cry because it's just the dominant no effect.
Right. but that is kind of, can you, and maybe this is something that you don't really quite appreciate until it's all said and done. Well, knowing you, I think you do. The fact you've been able to play for your dad like that, it's got to be kind of neat.
Yeah, it's been really neat. I mean, it's been hard at times, and it's been really awesome at times.
Right.
I think I knew that coming in, but you don't exactly know how it's going to be until you experience it all. He experienced it with his dad, and we've both experienced it now, and we both know how it goes, so it's been a good ride.
What advice did he give you on the front end when you said, okay, Dad, I would like to play for you and the Colorado Buffaloes? What advice did he give you?
He was just like, you're going to have to put your head down and work as hard as you can every single day. And there's going to be noise outside. There's going to be a lot of other factors going on. But all that really matters is what the work you put in and what you do on and off the field. And I took that advice to heart and tried to do everything right on and off the field. And if I make a mistake, I knew it was going to be probably more of a bigger deal because it was my dad, but my dad's a coach and all that stuff. But also knew that the at like the Nebraska game and all these other things that we were just like, wow, we did that together. I was here. I was able to. That's why I came here, and it's been an awesome ride, and I can't wait to have plenty of more moments of that this year, and hopefully at the end of the year just be able to look back at it and say, this is why I came here, and I'm happy I did.
How did you, and I would say this if you weren't sitting here, he's a great kid and a great leader on this team, you have been. How did you approach it, though, knowing full well that you're going to be in the locker room and there are guys you're going to walk in and be, stinking Coach McIntyre, and you're going to be sitting right there. Mm-hmm. So how did you approach that, realizing that guys may be looking at, well, I got to be careful because Jay may know we're talking about his dad kind of thing.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's always tough because it's your dad, and, like, you don't really like anything being said bad about your family members.
Or do you walk in and throw your helmet down and go, stinking Coach McIntyre?
I mean, I've done it before. But I understand. I mean, I understand all that stuff. I understand that that's happened in a locker room. It happens in any relationship, any friendship type thing. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to have that. So I don't take it to heart. I kind of just hear that stuff and let it go out the other ear and, you know, love him as a teammate and continue to try to be a leader on the team.
All right. Speaking of being a leader, you've got a pretty talented group of receivers that you're in that room with, right? Mm-hmm. You and Juwan are like the old sages, though. They're a bunch of kids hanging around you, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of kids, but there's a bunch of talented kids.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're pretty good. Well, how do you kind of help lead those guys, and what advice do you give them?
I just think for me, it's just been how I attacked practice every single day since I've been here, how I've attacked life every single day, and just kind of behind the scenes picking them up, being there when they need me, and also just going out there and working hard every single day, and they see that and then they work hard, and I'm a competitive guy as well, so I think that we're all competitive in that room. We kind of build off that, and we don't get too competitive where we don't like anybody, but we know that we got to compete to play, and we also know that we got to have a bond to be great, and that's what we do.
One of the best things you can say about anybody's a teammates is that you can depend upon them. This guy has been money on third downs, making big catches. He said something to Neil Welk and I during camp. He said, we asked you about being a third down guy, and he said, I try to live my life like a third down guy. I thought it was one of the great deals I've ever heard. Tell them what you told Neil and me in camp.
Well, I just meant that because, like, a lot of times my dad, Coach Mac, he preaches, like, what you're doing off the field will reflect what you do on the field. So, and that's kind of been my whole life. I've been preached about that my whole life, but it's so, like, growing up in that, you kind of decide, okay, I'm going to be this person off the field, so when someone needs me, and if it's football, if it's my job, if it's in a relationship, it's a friendship type thing, that I'm going to be able to be there for them, and they're going to be able to depend on me because I live my life like that. Right. So that's what I meant by it, and I still make mistakes, still do all that. We're all human, and But it's been able to help me become the type of football player I am, the type of person I am today, and my dad's really been a key factor in that.
Are you going to coach?
We'll see. I'm not exactly sure. Everyone's asked me, what am I going to do? And I've always thought I'd be a coach. We'll just see what happens after this year and really what I pursue. I mean, there's probably like a 80% chance I'm a coach. But
I don't doubt, and you'd be fantastic at it.
Huh? Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Hey, in the last 10 seconds or so, just give us a quick thought. Big game tomorrow night.
Huh? Yeah, it's a huge game. We need as many fans as we can get, and we're going to come out on top, and we're going to be excited about it. We're real confident, and UCLA is a great team.
Spoken like a true coach. Good luck tomorrow night.
Yep.
All right, Jay McIntyre here. The Buffs have got UCLA tomorrow night, 5 o'clock the pregame. We've got 7:05 the kickoff between Colorado and UCLA at Folsom Field. Get on out there, wear your black, cheer on the Buffaloes, and we'll bring you the broadcast. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in education.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. For over 10 years, we've been the proud sponsor of the CU Buffs, Safeway is honored to not only be a part of this great organization, but also we take pride in our commitment to the players and the fans. Join Safeway in support of the University of Colorado, and let's have a winning season. Go Buffs!
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, buffalo, buffalo wranglers, Ralphie the buffalo mascot, the buffalo logo, buffalo-themed shirts, buffalo-themed jackets, buffalo-themed pajamas, buffalo nickname, buffalo cheers, buffalo alumni, buffalo parents, and the word buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely, deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose Go.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Say hello to a new kind of checking account and wave goodbye to the monthly service charge at Bank of the West. Sign up for any deposit checking and we'll waive your monthly service charge when you make any deposit per statement. Really, any deposit at all.
To learn more about any deposit checking, go to bankofthewest.com/anydeposit. Bank of the West, the bank for a changing world. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time, Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
Live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre has been brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Buffalo Sports Network.